cops and robbers. Here are the cops of London town, hardworking, brave and true. They drink their tea, stay up till three, and take good care of you. Meanwhile, outside in the gloomy street, the strong arm of the robbers was working a treat, and the strong leg too, and the beady eye, keeping watch for passers-by. In at the windows, in at the doors, down the chimneys and under the floors, through silent rooms the robbers crept, while in their beds the children slept, dreaming of Santa Claus and snow, and what they'd get from Uncle Joe. They never knew that Uncle Morris was robbing them, and Uncle Horace. Ho ho for the robbers, the cops and robbers ho ho. Grabber Dan was the last to cop it. Grandma, of course, had chosen to bop it. Dan tried to hide, the officer sought him. Dan tried to run, the officer caught him. Dan went to lift Pew over his head. The officer lifted Dan instead and whirled him round and swung him, whoosh, across the road and into a bush. Down he tumbled, skidded, rolled, hit a concrete gnome and was knocked out cold. Pew dusted his hands and sat on the wall. A little snow had begun to fall. He looked at the gnome and patted his head.
You could get a medal for this, he said.
Ho ho for the robbers, the cops and robbers ho ho. Here are the cops of London town, in the station at 2:30. They drink their beer and raise a cheer for upstanding Officer Pew. Here are the robbers of London town, in cells all gloomy and grim.
Let us out, let us out, not guilty, they shout, and it wasn't me, it was him.
Ho ho for the robbers, the cops and robbers, ho ho. I love you.